very interesting. Every Sunday, we have the opportunity to come together as a community here in our church. Gathering with our brothers and sisters in faith is a great support for our spiritual life. And it is a blessing to have His space each week to meet and worship the Lord together with one voice, declaring what God has done in our lives. Today, around the world, millions of Christians have gathered to hear the word of God. La palabra de Dios. Di parola di Dio. We who are parents bring our children to hear the word of God too, usually in their own classes, but this month we are blessed to gather here in this auditorium to receive God's message together. God's people have been known as the people of the book because of the importance of the scriptures in our lives. Today, it's not so common to see people carrying big Bibles going to church. Thanks to printed packet edition, small electronic device, and the giant screens. Yet, the Bible continues to occupy a prominent place in Sunday services, our community groups, meetings, and our daily lives. Today I have some questions for you that will help us to measure a little bit our knowledge about the Bible. But if let's start with this pop quiz. Just 10 questions. The Bible was written over a period of how many years? 3,000 years? 1,500 years? 456 years? 777 years? Time. Yes. 1,500 years. Second question. What were the three languages in which the Bible was originally written? Old English, British, Spanish, Roman, Italian, German, French, German, and Portuguese, Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic? Yes, the last question. Third, you cannot call our friend. How many authors helped to write the Bible? 40, 12, 140, or 7? What is the answer? Yes. Where are the two major divisions of the Bible? Genesis and Revelation, Prophet and Historical, Law and Gospels, Old and New Testament? The answer is Old and New Testament. Ready? How many books are in the Old Testament? 39, 27, 150, or 22? How many? 39. 6. How many books are in the entire Bible? 57. 70, 66, I don't know. Final answer? 66. Okay, we have 39 in the Old Testament, and how many in the New Testament? Right, thank you. 27. We have in the entire Bible 66 books, starting with Genesis through Revelation. To have the Bible is a blessing for us because we can find the Law, the Prophets, we can have the letters of Paul and others. we can discover treasures in the Bible. And talking about the last book of the Bible, we're going to talk about Revelation. And after this break, we're going to have the last four questions for us. Are you ready? Okay, how is your score now? The last book of the Bible is Revelation. The purpose of Revelation is to generate what? Confusion, terror, depression, or hope? The answer is hope. What do people need in order to understand the Bible? Magnifying glass, the Holy Spirit, reading the wisdom. The answer is the Holy Spirit. Some people say you're crazy, but don't have the Holy Spirit. This is easy. What was the profession of the man who wrote the book of Amos with the purest and best prepared Hebrew? Was a farmer? Was a Pharisee, doctor, or a rabbi? The answer is... was a farmer. And this is the last question of this trivia. Who was inspired by God to write the most books in the Bible? Was Jesus, Moses, Paul, or David? The answer is Paul. If you didn't have many correct answers, don't worry. Thank God our salvation does not depend on knowing Bible trivia, but on knowing the gospel. It is not so important to know about the Bible, but rather to know what the Bible teaches. Every person should know that all the 40 authors over 1,500 years in three different languages were directed by God to reveal His Son, Jesus Christ. Taking up the last question about Paul, do you know what his last letter was? Yes, it was 2 Timothy. A letter that reveals something of fierce importance about the Word of God. Let me give you a little background. Paul was trained to become a rabbi at the University of Harvard of his day. Paul studied at the feet of Gamaliel, one of the most famous rabbis and intellectuals of the time. But much later, Paul converted to Christ and devoted his life to sharing the message of Jesus to as many people as possible. He was so committed to that he was often opposed. In fact, 2 Timothy was writing from prison late in Paul's life when he knew he would soon die for his faith. Two verses in his letter describe the purpose of the Word of God in our lives. Let's read these verses aloud together. All Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible often describes the believer's life like a journey. We are strangers and pilgrims in this world, moving toward the kingdom of God. God inspired the biblical authors to write the words of God to guide our faith in life. Paul says the Bible is useful for teaching. All of us who drive vehicles have to be taught by someone. And we had to read the driving manual to learn the basic rules of the road. In the same way, the Bible prepares us for our journey in the Christian life. A well-educated Christian is one who is frequently exposed to the Word of God, as Romans 10:17 says. So, then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you want your children to have a strong faith, they must hear the Word of God. I know that for most families, the education is very, very important. And people want their children get the best education in the universities of their dreams. So if your child gets up in the morning and says, today I desire not to go to school. Maybe you say, what? Are you sick? Was there a snowstorm? If not, you are going to school. I am not asking you if you want to go. You are going. But when the same situation happens on Sunday, you know, today I decided not to go to church. Then what we will do? The best education we can give our children is education for eternal life. And our children must know the Word of God to be prepared for their journey of life. Today, they made the trip with us, but tomorrow, they will be on their own. It is better to have your kids expect that church is not negotiable from the start. And if necessary, it is better for teenagers to have a bad attitude on their way to church than a good attitude while staying at home. And talking about teenagers, I'm going to invite two to help me to read this verse of the Bible. Okay, they're coming. I was worried.
In Isaiah 55:11, it says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
Así será mi palabra, que sale de mi boca. No volverá a mí vacía, sino que hará lo que yo quiero, y será prosperada en aquello para que yo la envíe.
Gracias. Thank you. We all need the driving manual. Even experienced drivers continue to read the signs in order to drive safely. And so we keep Bible before our eyes entire lives because it is useful for teaching. Paul says, the Bible is useful for rebuking. We are not perfect, and neither are our children. Our life depends on small adjustments. It is very easy to lose your way with small distractions. We look at our phones and veer off track. We get tired and drift. It is a blessing to have routes that warn us that we are losing the way. On the roads, there are these little grabs that warn the driver that he's drifting out to the shoulders. Some vehicles are equipped with cameras and sensors that warn the driver when they cross lines. The alarm sounds, and you wake up. Paul says, the Bible does the same with us. It is useful for rebuking. We can find in Joshua 1:8, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate and knit on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. You know, the airplanes require constant adjustment, to stay on course. At the leadership summit, one of the speakers said that he asked an airline pilot what percentage of the time the plane was actually perfectly on course. His answer was 1% of the time. Most of the time, the plane is slightly off and getting back on track. All of life is course correction. The famous reformer Martin Luther one day pinned 95 theses to the door in Wittenberg, Germany. His first thesis said, "When the Bible tells us to repent, it means that all of life is to be one of repentance." I believe this is true, and without the Bible, we couldn't do it. We wouldn't be rebuked, and we wouldn't be corrected. Paul says the Bible is useful to correct. No matter how bad the decisions we make on our way, no matter how sinful we are, knowing the Word of God allows us to correct the course of our lives. No matter how far you have gone astray, the Word of God invites you to correct your steps, to change the course and return to the road. God told Joshua, "Meditate on this book day and night." Day and night. He didn't say, "Remember this book every 7 days." Our relationship with the Word of God goes beyond a weekly sermon. We must be continuously learning, meditating day and night on the Word of God. Even if you only receive Bible teaching on Sundays, I would encourage you to include meditation in your daily routine. Our brain must make thousands of decisions every day, and most are unconscious. But what if we routinely meditate on God's word before speaking, before we will pick the right tone of the voice, before expressing an emotion, we will have a better attitude. Before making a decision, we will be inclined to the right choice. And if we get off track, we will quickly course correct. We need the Word of God all the time. We stray from God's path so easily. But by meditating on God's truths and God's promises, we can change course just as quickly. Whether you are in a difficult time in your life or in a moment of complete joy, do as the same as David. We can make the same that the King David says. "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Can we say this one more time together, please? "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not." Could you repeat from memory this psalm from the Bible? "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Before taking a radical decision, Before making a business decision, before going to talk with your boss, or entering an important meeting, tell yourself, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." When you feel angry, lonely, disappointed, bankrupt, heartbroken, meditate on the word of the Lord and say to yourself, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Talk to yourself. Remind yourself. Correct your own soul with God's word. Paul taught us the Bible is useful for training in righteousness. Deep in our hearts, we know what is good and what is bad, even when we make excuses. You know, I did it because others say that was okay. Or I made this because everybody say that it's normal. We are a progressive and modern society. We can do that. Or maybe we can have the excuse, the devil made me do it. I am under too much stress, etc., etc. God has revealed himself to us. He gave the law and the prophets, the Old Testament, and then he gave his son, who is the ultimate revelation of God, whom we read about in the New Testament. These words of God train us to be different, to be the distinctive people of God. I remember in Colombia, I'm from Colombia, one of the most prominent police officers during the war with narcotics was a helicopter pilot. And people asking, hey, why you were so successful? And how you, even in the most difficult weather condition and poor visibility, you was good. And he answered, it all started with my fear of heights, which, by the way, I have not overcome yet. So when we were taught to fly by the instruments, I no longer had to look down. I put my trust in the instrument, no matter whether it was day or night, whether there were a storm or bullets, I could fly, even in very difficult places. Thanks to my fear of heights, my gaze was always on the instrument and not on the landscape. Like this pilot, maybe today we have situations that challenge and worry us, but our confidence should be placed in the instruments of God. The instruments that God has given to mark our path and give us direction. If we take our eyes off the powerful word of God and focus on the storm around us, we easily begin to sink. But if we meditate on the word of the Lord day and night, our behavior will be very different. Even the relationship with our neighbors will work better. Which brings us to our final point. We must be prepared for every good work. We do not take this journey alone. God has provided people to support us and help us grow. Jesus' disciples were privileged to make this trip for a while with their master Jesus. Remember Peter the disciple? Peter, like the helicopter pilot, experimented with flying on instruments one day after an unsuccessful fishing trip. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we have been working hard all night and have not caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. When everything were against him, in obedience, Peter said to Jesus, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. We all know the end result. The fishing was wonderful. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Have you been in a situation where you feel your faith is not enough? In your personal relationships, the best we can do is go back to the Word of God and pray, saying, Lord, I know that what you told me, and although I do not think it will work. I don't think this is going to work, Lord, but I will obey. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Lord, I have no control over my children. They do not obey me. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. I'll do what you tell me to do. That's what it means to cast the net. Obey what God has said. Husbands, love your wife and as Christ loved the church. Okay, but do you know my wife? Lord, I'm fighting with this several years. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. I don't think this is going to work with my children. I already did everything humanly possible. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Maybe you say, I don't have that kind of faith, and I feel that my faith is not strong enough. Let me remind you, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Don't worry, you don't have to take this trip alone. We can go with you. Somebody asked me one day, what is the purpose of the church? I can be a follower of Christ without the church. And I say, yes, you are correct if you are living alone on an island. But if you live in a human society, the church is absolutely necessary. The church is believers walking beside each other, following God's word. The church leaders are called to equip believers with the knowledge of the Word of God and to accompany you and your family on this journey of the Christian life. Wednesday here, at the church, we have a meeting called Reengage. It teaches couples what God says about marriage so they can say in the midst of life challenges, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. Reengage is not only for marriage increases. It is for any couple who wants to go deeper into what God has designed for your home. Dear brothers and sisters, you don't have to take the journey alone. We are here for you to know more about the Word of God. If everyone told you that you'll never get out of this addiction, you've tried again and again and you've always failed, you can say, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. Every Monday we have Celebrity Recovery here, our program for anyone who wants to recover from recurring problems in their life, alcohol, anger management, issues with food, sexual integrity, any heart, habit, or hang-up. You don't have to take this journey alone. Each week, the 12 steps are accompanied by a biblical foundation that makes them work. You can come, and the Word of God will guide your recovery. Children have their own classes, and middle and high schoolers have the landing. Children's, for those children who feel that their parents do not understand them, hey, you can say also, but because you say so, I will lay down the nets. Although the Bible says you should honor father and mother, maybe you have anger or resentment toward them, but you can meditate on the Word of God and say, I will let down the nets. I'm going to follow your word. We must know the word to obey the word. And as we learn it more and more, it will affect our life and the life of others around us. You will find that you have a word to share with others. You don't need to have a degree in theology to do that. You don't have to need to have a degree in theology to share the word of God with your neighbors. You could write a letter, a card, posting a biblical message to your friends. Let God's word help you and others. Other story from Colombia. A few years ago, in Colombia, I worked with a company. And 1 week, we went away for employee training. Our event took place in Los Andes, one of the high mountains around my city, where there was a beautiful resort. At the last meeting, I felt prompted to share a word about God's protection. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Then we had a prayer for our journey home. 10 minutes later, we were descending the mountain on the buses. The bus that I was riding started to go faster and faster, and the windows of our right side began to break because we were very close to the edge, of the road, scraping rocks and trees. That's when I realized that we had no brakes. The bus was gaining speed, and the situation worsened when there was a huge bump, and the driver was thrown from his seat. Now the bus was descending at high speed without a driver. But then we hit a pile of earth, a small one, that stopped the bus just a few meters from the abyss. God protect us that day. There was not other explanation. We were going downhill fast, and the hand of God looked after us. Perhaps someone near you is going downhill and needs you to say a word that generates faith and trust in God. You don't know when somebody is going to need one word of God, and we have the word of God. If you feel that you have not preparation or don't know how to do this, get in one of our community groups or a Bible study group. You will grow and you will have a great opportunity to invite your friends. When some people hear the term Bible study, it sounds complicated and they think of big scary terms like hermeneutics and exegesis. To others, Bible study maybe sound very religious or even boring. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be life-giving and motivating. Like when you go to the gym with a group of friends, it motivates you to go and you help each other work out. And afterward, you are glad you went. We take this journey together. We have groups for men, for women, and for mixed groups, kids and teenagers too. Some meet in homes, others in coffee shops and restaurants, and we also are going to start groups in Spanglish for bilingual people among us. If you are new to the faith or starting over, try a starting point where you can build the foundation of your faith. Every Sunday, an army of volunteers presents the Word of God to our children and youth. It is a great space to hear the Word of God and apply it to the challenge of their life. Every time you come with your family to church, you are being taught, trained, and equipped for the life of faith that God made you to life. You are always welcome to get involved. And if you have any questions, speak to our staff and other leaders. We will gladly accompany you on this trip. As I conclude, I want to give a specific challenge for parents, and especially to fathers. Men, you can spend time with your children daily in God's Word. And if you don't know how, I would like to make a suggestion. You can make it fun and easy using a Bible app for kids. You can learn the Bible. You can learn Bible truths interactively and discover its treasures together. Just can take 3-5 minutes. And I know your kids are going to love that. This is the challenge for this week for you. And we would love to hear testimonies of how parents are teaching God's word to their kids. We must meditate on the word day and night, before and after any decision. This will guide us in the way we should go. I would like to invite you to stand up. We have to come back. We have to return to the word of God. In the midst of any situation, we remember what God has said and praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. When we get ready to abandon the race in our personal relationships, we can say, Lord, I am tired. I've done everything, but because you say so, I will let down the nest. We have a special celebration night, Josiah and his baptism.